This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Shane Tedder, who is UK's Sustainability Coordinator and also the SSC Staff Advisor, and he oversees the Sustainability Internship Program, which is what we'll be talking about today. So, hello, Shane.
Hi, Sophie. It's so good to be back.
Yep, as always.
I love me some Green Talks.
Classic. So today we're talking about the Student Sustainability Internship Program. So just to start us off, can you just give a basic overview about what this program is?
Yeah, I love this program. It is a way for students to engage with sustainability-related programs, projects on campus, get paid for doing it, and work with other campus stakeholders developing new ideas in those areas. And so it's structured to really provide a broad range of opportunity. And so then there's also this cohort experience. So right now we've got 9 interns, and they're spread out among 8 different kind of operational units. And then once a month, we get together and do something as a group with those 9 folks. And so it kind of has 2 parts to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a really good experience. And I've heard a lot about it, and a bunch of people that are interns, and they all love it. So what is, like, some of the history behind this program? Like, how did it get started?
So the long history on student sustainability internship goes back to like 2003, maybe 2002, but definitely 2003. Mm-hmm. The Tracy Farmer Center for the Environment, as it was called at that time, partnered with Undergraduate Education and a group of student leaders, primarily from Green Thumb, and created what they called SCIP, or the Sustainable Campus Internship Program. And a couple of the projects that came from those early internships are still around today. So, like, the raised bed gardens behind the Gaines Center.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen those. Those were a SCIP project. And the Wildcat Wheels Bicycle Library started as a SCIP project.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
And so that program continued for about 5 years and then went kind of quiet. And then 2009, the Office of Sustainability was created. I was hired to be the coordinator. And we managed an internship program for 3 or 4 interns a year with not, looking back on it, not great structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the fall of 2015, a former rock star student who just got into Harvard to study social, basically urban social issues related to elementary education. She's going to do a PhD in something kind of like that. Mariah, if you're listening, and I got that wrong, I'm sorry. But it's something like that. She was working for me at the time, and we just said, we need a better internship program. Mm-hmm. And so she and I looked around the country, cherry-picked some models that we really liked, and then she submitted a funding request. She kind of developed a program format, submitting a funding request to the Student Sustainability Council that year with some matching funds from the Tracy Farmer Institute for Sustainability and the Environment, as mm-hmm. it's now called.
Yeah.
And then we're currently in our 3rd year of that model.
Awesome. Okay. And you kind of said how there's various organizations involved with this, including the Office of Sustainability and the Tracy Farmer Institute. So what is the role of both of those organizations with the program?
Yeah, so those are the two key organizations. They're both, so the Farmer Institute provides coordination and funding. The Office of Sustainability provides coordination, and then the funding comes from, the additional funding comes from the SSC.
Okay.
So what I do, what the office does, couple pieces. One, we manage the call for applications and help kind of organize the logistics around selection, application and selection. And we also recruit mentors, mm-hmm. Or recruit other full-time staff members from operational units to serve as mentors. And those mentors, that the area that the mentor is from ends up being the area that the internship focuses on. So our recycling coordinator mm-hmm. is a mentor. Our energy engineer is a mentor. I'm a mentor for an intern who focuses on promotions and outreach for sustainability in general. And so I do that. And then once everybody is hired, I also coordinate the monthly cohort meetings mm-hmm. for the full group and kind of keep everybody on track with some of the larger deliverables of the program. So they have to submit a poster at the December Sustainability Forum. They have to do a final report. And then we have a showcase every April where we really highlight the work of these interns.
Okay.
So that's the role of the office. The Farmer Institute provides some money. Thanks so much for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
And shout out to the Farmer Institute. They have a new director, Krista Jacobson from Horticulture, is now the director of the Institute. Rebecca McCulley, who'd been at the helm for about 5 years and done some incredible things, took over as chair for Plant and Soil Sciences on January 1 and stepped away from the Institute. So really looking forward to working with Krista and Lyndall Ormsby with the Kentucky Water Resources Institute. And Alicia Landon, who's there at the Institute as well. So if any of you all are listening, really looking forward to working with you all. So they provide funding. And then the Farmer Institute, one of the things that it has done really well over the last few years is pull together these faculty working groups. And so it's interdisciplinary groups of faculty who are interested in various topics. And so there's an urban forest working group. There's a water working group. There's a built environment working group. There's a nanotechnology working group. There's a food systems working group. And those working groups are composed of faculty from a bunch of different colleges and departments.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Farmer Institute reaches out to those working groups and says, hey, do any of you all have a project that would be great for an intern?
Yeah.
And if so, do you have a faculty member who'd be willing to serve as a mentor? And so that's another piece of the puzzle that they fill, is kind of finding those working group placements.
Okay, so it's kind of just like a collaboration across a few organizations, faculty members. It sounds like a good combination of factors to make a good experience.
Yeah, so it certainly takes, there's certainly several moving pieces, which I think provide the interns with a good picture of kind of the complexity and the range of opportunities that exist here at the university for them to get involved in relative to sustainability.
Awesome. And we kind of touched on the kind of internships that are available, but can you, like, specify how many internships are available this coming year and what those will be?
Yeah, so it was indirectly said this in my last response, but some of the internships are connected with operational units, mm-hmm. and some of them are connected with academic initiatives. And so the character of the work that the interns do is obviously influenced by that. And so if you're connected with the Urban Forest Initiative, you may be developing some teaching materials or some outreach materials for local public schools or mm-hmm. whatever the focus for that working group is. If you're an intern connected with, say, our recycling department, you may be helping actually with the physical recycling operations of the campus. And so there's kind of a distinction there.
Mm-hmm.
And the positions funded by the SSC and the Farmer Institute are kind of the foundation. In the first 2 years, that was all we had. We have had great interest in this. And so last year we had, I think, 42 applicants for six positions. And so several other units learned about that really deep and kind of passionate applicant pool that we had. Mm-hmm. And they said, we'd love to have a student employee working with us. Can we provide the funding for another internship and then have that person assigned to us, but have them participate in kind of the overall structure that we provide?
Okay.
And so we added 5 additional positions last year. And so this year we started with 11 due to mostly amicable circumstances. We're down to 9 current interns. And there are 2 that work for UK Dining, 1 that works for the Food Connection, 2 that are working on water issues. So it's 5. 1 that works for me, 2 that were doing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 working with recycling, 1 working with surplus property.
Okay. So kind of all over the board.
All over the board.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like,
so it makes for, you know, yesterday we met for one of our cohort activities and toured the solar car garage where they build and maintain the Gatel del Sol, which is a 100% solar powered car.
That's awesome.
They're getting ready to release Gatel del Sol 6. So it'll be the 6th version of the car, brand new motor, brand new solar cells. Met with the guys on the team yesterday. They were super excited.
Yeah.
And kind of described to the internship cohort what that process looks like.
Yeah.
And so we always do that once a month. We find a niche, a little interesting sustainability-related program on campus, go visit and learn about it. And then we follow that up with kind of updates from each of the interns on what's going on with their projects.
Okay, awesome.
So I think you also ask what positions are available this year?
Yes. If that's so determined yet?
That is close to determined.
Okay.
On the operations side, I know that we're going to have an opening with recycling and waste reduction. We will have a promotions and outreach position. We may have an energy position. And we are going to have someone mentored by our senior arborist.
Okay.
So we've got a really exciting development in the area of campus trees. We've hired Stacy Borden to be our senior arborist. And Stacy is really expanding the capacity of the Physical Plants Ground Division to be able to maintain, care for, and grow our urban forest here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
We had contracted a lot of that care work out to a local contractor. And Stacy came in with a vision of being able to do it, I think, more efficiently and more effectively with a self-operated crew. And so you got the support to be able to do that. I just met 2 of our new arborists this afternoon,
there
which is exciting. Dave, Mike, Monday was their first day, actually. So very new program.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a student assigned to work with them.
Okay.
And Stacy's still kind of working on exactly what that student would be doing. Obviously, there's some safety concerns with tree care. So these guys, Dave and Mike, are going to be climbing and sawing and using ropes and doing a lot of that stuff. So there'll be some great stuff to
do.
There's also root care and identification. There's a lot of things that happen on the ground that don't involve a chainsaw, climbing harness, and a rope. So I'm excited about that. That'll be a new position.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have the 2 or 3 of the academic working group positions.
Okay.
And I got kind of confirmation that we were going to move forward with that on Monday or Tuesday of this week. And I guess it was Monday afternoon. And so the Farmer Institute folks are working with the leaders of the working groups to determine which ones are going to get the position. So hope to post all of that right after spring break.
Yeah. Okay. To get it all like finalized and then really
so
clear.
That week of March 19th, it'll be on the website and we'll do some outreach about it. Hopefully maybe you can make an announcement to remind people.
Yes. Cool. Well, with that, we're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks here on WRFL. Once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and this week we have Shane Tedder, and he's talking about the Student Sustainability Internship Program here at UK.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. So just to hop right back in, these internships last the whole school year, correct?
Correct. You start in August and then you wrap up right before finals week.
Okay. And so what are some responsibilities that the interns do throughout the year?
So that's one thing I really like about this program is kind of how the time is structured. So each intern is expected to spend about half of their time supporting the work, the ongoing work of the unit they're mentoring with. And so, you know, I think right before the break, we were talking about our arborist team. And so we'll have an intern assigned to Stacy, and the expectation is 8 to 10 hours a week. And so they will be spending about half that time helping Stacy with whatever projects he's got going on. Mm-hmm. And then the other half the time is supposed to be spent developing an independent project. Okay. And so in the area of, say, urban forest. And the thought there was, if they're paired with someone like Stacy, who works with urban forestry every single day, mm-hmm. as they're doing their creative brainstorming on what a new program could be, Stacy can provide, you know, very grounded feedback on, well, we tried that, or that would cost $10 million, or, and really help them settle in on an independent project that's got a lot of feasibility, a lot of merit, and mm-hmm. is timely for kind of the current priorities or current momentum that we may have in certain areas. And so that's the goal. That's kind of the broad level structure. So their individual responsibilities vary by the unit they're associated with. Mm-hmm. And then they have some overall expectations, each intern does. One, that they'll participate in the annual sustainability forum, which happens in early December.
Yeah.
Which is a fun social event where mm-hmm. they get to stand by a poster with their picture on it and say, this is what I do when I'm working on. And that's also where we announce the challenge grant winners each year. So it's just kind of a neat, neat time on campus to celebrate a lot of our sustainability work. And then in April, we have a showcase where they develop a poster that really goes deeper into the work that they did and highlights their independent project. And then they wrap up the semester with a final report that really summarizes everything. And then throughout the year, 10% of their time can be dedicated to supporting sustainability initiatives in general.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a slush fund of student intern hours that I have access to, where if there's a tabling event or a large scale event on campus, we can mobilize the interns to participate in that.
Smart. I like it. It sounds like a very well-developed program, even though it's only in its like third or fourth year, which is awesome. And so along with the independent project, there's a cohort group project, correct?
You know, that was one, that was a concept that we had hoped to implement this year that we didn't get fully operationalized. Mm-hmm. And so it was based on feedback that we got from the interns last year that they wanted more cohort activities. And it kind of ran out of capacity to develop that.
Yeah.
Because developing that cohort project would fall back to me. And the way the Office of Sustainability is structured at UK right now, I'm the only full-time employee.
Yeah, so.
And so I don't have a ton of capacity for project management.
Yeah.
What I do is a lot of connective tissue work. So I try to know a little bit about a lot of different things and keep those things connected. And but actually developing new programs and then having time to manage them, I've got to adjust that a little bit, because there's definitely some new programs that we could use at a university level that are sustainability focused and just need a little bit more capacity in my office. So we've got to figure out how to do that. I'm actually kind of toying with the idea right now of a graduate assistant who could fill several roles. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I would definitely have a graduate assistant working on is making the internship program more robust.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a good addition. So that way, like, more things can get done and not everyone pulling their hair out trying to get everything done.
For sure. It would be, and it just provides a little bit more professional and individual attention to these interns. And sometimes the group they're working with, they gel with great, and the mentor-intern relationship is all that you need in terms of that professional assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the mentors, for whatever reason, they've got their own thing going on, and the intern doesn't seek out or get as much individualized attention as they need.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, it'd be really good to have somebody that had the time to check in more often and have individual conversations with those folks.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm able to do some of that, but it's kind of it's kind of a Band-Aid. What I need is a solution. And so I'm looking for a capacity. And so those group projects, I think, are TBD. Mm-hmm. And I think they're probably something that the interns would still really like. But
all right. There you go. So we will see on
yep,
that one.
To be determined.
Yeah. So as for the application process, what qualities do you look for in an intern?
Oh, man. A sincere interest in the area that they're applying to work with. And so you can apply for as many of these internships as you want, but you can only accept one.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a selection process that I lead with the mentors in each area. And so once you've accepted a position in one area, we pull your application from all the other areas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a sincere interest, demonstrated ability to be a self-starter, to be motivated and to not need somebody looking over your shoulder all the time to complete projects, because that's a big part of this is the independence. Independence is a key characteristic of successful interns.
Mm-hmm.
And a curiosity and or experience about how sustainability may relate to whatever field of study the student has or professional aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not looking for all sustainability students or,
yeah.
you know, it didn't have to all be students from one or two majors. But we're looking for students who understand how sustainability fits in with the framework of their academic pursuits and kind of professional interest.
Awesome. And so for the application process, like in particular, what is that like? Like what questions are asked?
It's a web form. Okay. Some real basic just like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What year in school are you? What major are you? You know,
yeah.
some of the basic info. And then some questions that drive down on those characteristics that I was just describing. So, you know, why are you interested in this particular area? How do you see sustainability being connected to your degree program and or the job you want to have when you graduate? Why should we hire you as an intern?
Yeah.
You know, the kind of the home run softball question
uh-huh.
is, why are you the best candidate for
yeah.
this?
There you go.
And then we, you know, we compile all those submissions and then organize them by the area that the intern is interested in, the student's interested in working, and then put together a small selection committee, and we will make a decision before the end of the semester. So before you're done with your finals, you'll know whether or not you've got this job for next year.
Okay.
And I guess people who are listening may be interested. It's about 10 hours a week, and it's $10 an hour. Is the way it's currently set up.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get course credit for these through either EXP 395
mm-hmm.
and or your departmental's 396
yeah.
Program. So a lot of individual programs have a 396
mm-hmm.
that you can get up to three hours of credit for an internship.
Oh, there
so we
go.
Encourage everybody to apply for those and provide resources and reminders about last date to add. And
yeah.
So we push on that. And I think we've got several students this semester that are getting course credit for their internships.
That's awesome. That's really good. Because I know that can be kind of stressful when you have to find an internship for your program, and that's nice that you can do it on campus with all the good resources and get credit for it. So that's awesome.
And get paid.
There you go. Sounds like a great time. And so is there a deadline to apply yet? Has that been set?
Yeah, Wednesday, April 11th.
All right.
So the applications will be available when you all get back from spring break, so the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And so, 19, 20, 21,
somewhere
in those three-day
yeah.
window, we'll make it public. So there'll be a three-week window to apply, and we will use department listservs and social media
mm-hmm.
and variety of other channels to get the word out
okay.
once the application is live. If you go to the sustainability website, which is just uky.edu/sustainability, the first tab on the navigation bar is Get Involved. And I think the first option under Get Involved is the internship program.
Okay.
And right now it just says application coming soon.
Yeah.
That's where a hyperlink will be added to the web form to apply. So if you want to go check that out now and bookmark it and make yourself a mental note in your calendar to or a physical note in your calendar to take a look at that after you get back from spring break, we should have that opportunity posted and available by then.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Shane, thanks for coming on.
It's always so fun.
Always here on Green Talks. So now, just for a few closing announcements, any member of UK can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding from the Environmental Stewardship Fee, and all of our meetings are open to the public, and they are announced on our website. You can also stay up to date with us by liking us on Facebook or following us on Instagram. And finally, there will not be a Green Talks next week, but we will be sure to pick up after spring break. As always, thanks for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.